So, you know, I do this for guys who are the bottom of the pyramid. Like, in the pyramid game is, you know, the alphas are the ones getting all the girls out in social circles anyway. So most of you don't have a chance anyway. So in order for you to have a chance, you have to develop your social skills, step outside the box, work on being attractive, and you do that on your own time. What's up, fellas? In this video, we're gonna be discussing steps on how to go out alone. Okay, now this is the big question that's being asked a lot, and you know, it's time we get a solid, concrete way to do it. Now, there's, you know, there's been videos around of how to do it, but I want to give my way of doing it, and I've actually done this a lot of times. And it actually works really well. And I've figured out a way to kind of narrow it all into, you know, simple four steps. Maybe not even that many, but it's more of like understanding of, you know, it is how to do it.
So out of my comfort zone when I approach a girl. I don't approach girls.
Because the main reason guys don't go out alone is because they think it's weird. You think you'll look antisocial. You're nervous about it. And all those kinds of excuses.
I'm petrified of trying to go up to a woman.
Imagine you were the most confident person in the world. Would you care about any of those excuses? Absolutely not. And part of being good at game and having social skills, you know, which is what it is essentially, is being confident in who you are, what you do, and your social life. So this is part of it. Okay, now when it comes to meeting somebody, right, or pickup, or meeting somebody of the opposite sex, right? If what your goal is to meet and make a connection with somebody, then you don't necessarily need a wingman. Your wingman is not going to be there while you're necessarily talking to her. No, you don't need somebody to entertain the friend or any of that. What you need to do is, step one, be a grown-ass man with a life structure and have your shit together.
It's pretty horrible when people ask you, have you kissed a girl before? I'm like, yeah, on the forehead. But I don't really say, oh, it's my mom, because it's pretty embarrassing.
Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what that's going to do is it's gonna give you confidence. So most likely, if you're not confident in going out alone, you're probably not confident on a lot of other things in life, right? So first and foremost, get your shit together, right? Now, be on your purpose. You know, have a career, be spending, you know, you're not spending all of your time going out alone, spending all day out alone, right? You're spending a very small amount of time. So that in and of itself should take away all anxiety, because you're spending a small amount of time, bro. It's like not your whole life. It's like, okay, if you fail, you fail, right? It's not the end of the world. The problem is with a lot of guys is that they get themselves into this little box and they think, oh my God, this is the end of the world. Like, oh my God, dude, you think about the bigger picture here, right? You're working on yourself, you're working on your life, you have goals, you're supposed to have goals, you're supposed to have aims, and you're supposed to do what you gotta do. And so let's get practical here. So structure your life, man. You know, check out some of Jordan Peterson's daily structure videos, right? And you want to be doing productive stuff. And so when it comes down, you know, to you going out, like, even structure your time out. Like, If you're gonna have like a social circle and friends, like, cool, like, go out with them. Yeah, they don't need to have game, and yeah, you can approach when you're out with them, you know, naturally. But the thing is, they're not always gonna want to go out, and you're not always gonna be out with them, right? And you shouldn't even need to be, right? You should let that be organic and do that on your own time, you know, on your own schedule as you structure that.
Okay, all week I've been waiting to get out here and work on my game. I'm gonna work on my game. I'm gonna work and work and work like no one's ever fucking worked.
When you want to learn social skills, you should do that on your own. Now, you can also do it with a buddy who's also interested in learning social skills. But there's a difference between going out with a buddy who's just completely unaware of like growing in social dynamics, and then trying to, you know, be out and do things with that person. If you're gonna actually be out with a friend, make sure somebody who's also able to go out alone, and you two just happen to be interested in developing your social skills and better your dating life. And the way for you to do it is to go out at night and properly approach and properly interact, and, you know, as opposed to everybody else who's just playing the pyramid game. So, you know, I do this for guys who are the bottom of the pyramid. Like, in the pyramid game is, you know, the alphas are the ones getting all the girls out in social circles anyway. So most of you don't have a chance anyway. So in order for you to have a chance, you have to develop your social skills, step outside the box, work on being attractive, and you do that on your own time, right? Alone, okay?
You have to go in confident and motivated and with lots of energy and super playful. These are all the steps to get to the point of kissing.
So, you know, that's like one of the few things that I wanted to get out there. And another thing is, now you have your life structure, right? So hopefully you're hustling, you're going to the gym, you're working on your career, your purpose, your business, whatever it is, have a plan. I don't care if you're eating shit right now, have a plan. Eat shit and then go out there alone and eat more shit, right? Like, at least you're working on something, at least you're bettering yourself, okay? You're not sitting there making excuses, doing nothing.
Basically, I want you to eat shit for the next decade. Aren't people in here tired of doing the same dumb shit over and over in some slight different variation with some fucking charismatic person at the top and not having it fucking work? Aren't you fucking tired? Yep. How about eating shit instead?
All right, the best thing you can do is make a plan and execute. As long as you're executing, that's what should make you feel better. You know, there's a great guy that I follow that he said that happiness is all, it's the process of, you know, enduring those challenges, right? Check out his page, mikemelman.net.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, she said she's going to get her hair done. I told her she was cute. And she's just on her high horse about, like, I'm too amazing to have a conversation with you. So that conversation went nowhere.
You know, and he says that happiness is the process of enduring, overcoming the challenges you face and all that stuff, right? It's, you know, life's a journey, not a destination, right? So let me not get here. So life structure, okay? Be healthy, you know, be exercising, right? You're only going to be out about 2 hours per night, or like 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours per day, right? Like, every, you know, at least 3-4 days. Like, depends on how good you want to be socially. And like for example, let's say you wanted to have a girlfriend, right? Like, what are you gonna do, sit around and wait for it to happen? No, you're actually gonna go out there as much as you can until you have that girlfriend, right? Or whatever your goal is, get laid, whatever, right? There's, you can do whatever you want, all right? I'm not telling you what to do. So have your life structured, guys. Okay, this helps a lot. You have a life purpose. So the little fails that you get, whether you're out alone or not, are not going to hurt as much because, like I said, that's what it's about. So moving on to the next step is the five-step rule. Now, I have a video about that, right? The five-step rule, you want to apply that, right? So what's the five-step rule? Well, step one, go to the venue, right? Step two, you know, look at your potential, right? Your potential mates, right? The potential girls you could talk to. Step three, you know, be around them, you know, get around them, see, you know, kind of try to mingle a little bit, right? No. Step four, open, and step five is actually go through whole interaction and get her number close, right? So you want to do it one step at a time, man. Guys are like, oh my God, I can't go out alone, bro. Like, you never even go out. Like, just go out and just be out there. Like, guys are too worried about talking to girls. Like, you're not even used to being in the environment. Like, go to the environment, get used to it, make it a lifestyle. Go for 30 minutes, you know, hang out and kind of feel it, enjoy the music, right? Then the next day, you know, and then, you know, follow steps two and three, be around them, look at them, let your testosterone flow. And then maybe after 4 or 5 times of going out there and doing nothing, maybe you open somebody, talk to somebody, and start engaging. Who knows? Maybe the first time you go, you might actually, somebody engages you. So every time, do a little more, add a little more until you start getting comfortable with it. Remember, it's a lifestyle. You're going to be doing it often. And even once you meet your goal, at least now, by the time you meet your goal, you're going to be somewhat socially, you know, developed, socially skilled. You're going to have different structures in place, right? You're not always going to be going out to pick up girls unless that's what you want to do. Okay, you can also go out with your friends, and, you know, if it just so happens that you're single and you want to mingle with somebody, you know how to do it. So that's like, that's all you're doing here. You're developing your game. Now, whatever it is you want to do, a relationship, whatever, that's up to you, right? So, you know, make it a lifestyle. That way, you know, you develop your social skills, right? And the idea here is developing your social skills, and that's practicing it every week. Because, you know, whatever skill you don't use, you know, if you stop cooking, you're going to actually get rusty with cooking. You stop playing basketball, you're not going to be as good at playing basketball, right? But it depends what your goals are. If you're having fun doing it, why not? So, five-step rule, guys, which brings me to step three, which is consistency, okay? You know, which is, yeah, what I just mentioned, right? Consistency, right? You must do it. In order to get good at any skill, you must spend a certain amount of hours doing it. So, you know, and this is a good skill because this skill brings you, you know, a much better social life, much better relationships, much more abundance, much more options in your relationship. And you might end up with a more, with a better match, right? With a better partner for yourself. And the fourth step, guys, is the results, right? Once you put in this work, expect the results to come, right? So, guys, this is pretty much how you go out alone. You know, I can go into more detail, but this is like the core fundamental of it. Hopefully, this inspires you to go out alone. Now, a lot of people are probably wondering, oh, what if people see me going out alone? Like, the thing about people like that don't go out alone is that they don't have a plan. Like, they don't know how to approach. They don't even know anything. Right. So, you know, start with the 5-step rule that I talk about here on step two, the 5-step rule. Just get yourself out there, be in the environment for, you know, maybe if it's at night, maybe two nights of the week, be in that environment for at least an hour. If it's during the day, go there for at least an hour or two and get used to going out there every week, and then incorporate some of the skills that we teach in this channel of, you know, how to open, how to have an interaction vibe, how to close and stuff, right? And guys, don't overcomplicate your life, okay? This is very easy, all right? Get yourself out there, start getting used to it, and you're gonna start seeing positive results as you see that you're engaging with people and that they're talking back and such, right? Now, you're also gonna realize part of approaching, right, and working on your social skills, not everybody is gonna wanna talk to you. Not everybody is going to want to talk to you, especially if you're going in with the intention of not just picking them up, but just in general, people don't just wanna talk to, you know, everybody. So get out there, you know, don't be afraid to get rejected. Not everybody wants to talk, and talk to girls, you know, you like, or work on your social skills. Follow the guides that we have here on how to handle interactions, how to move things forward, open vibe, you know, and close, and you know, work on that. Enjoy your night, you know, and that's what you're out for. You're out to socialize, okay? So go out there for 30 minutes to an hour on your own, or you know, if you must. And actually, you know, there's just no reason why you shouldn't, right? Structure your day, follow that structure, and if you have a friend that's interested in developing as well, do it. But you don't need them. Absolutely, you have to know that you do not need anybody to get better at this. If you have somebody, that's great. It's complimentary. It can be a lot of fun to have somebody with you that's also trying to learn and stuff, but it's absolutely not necessary, and you're gonna get a lot of results, or, you know, in general, by doing this, okay? So that's all I wanted to say, guys. And, you know, when you're out there, focus on, you know, on approaching and socializing, okay? Like, you're not going to be weird, like, because think about this, another thing that I want to add. Like, when you're out there, like, everybody's in groups. Everybody's so afraid of being out on their own. Everybody's huddled up in a little group. And observe, man. Observe people. Observe what people do. No one's paying attention to you, man. Everybody's self-conscious. If somebody does pay attention to you, that's their problem. They're probably the biggest self-conscious person in the world. Like, if you're on your purpose, and another thing I mentioned with step one is like life structure, man. You're on your purpose already. You're only out there, and even being out there alone is like you being on your purpose, because you're already working on your career. You know, if you're structuring your life correctly, you should have a well-balanced day, week, and month, right? So you're, you know, throughout the day, like, you're only in that club or in that venue, you know, if it's daytime, for like an hour or two, bro. What are you doing with the other rest of your hours? You know, you should be, you know, spending time doing fun hobby, or, you know, following your career, your ambition, your purpose, working on your health, and filling yourself up with positive emotions, so that when you're in there, you don't have to worry about anybody's opinion of you, because you've got your shit together, right? More than anybody in there. So, and you got the social skills to back it up, right? So you're in there, guys. Mingle with whoever wants to mingle. Whoever doesn't, what the hell are they out there for? You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you're out there to unwind, to relax, to have fun. So nobody should be judging anybody or any of that. Everybody should be welcoming, right? But the truth is, people just like huddle up in certain groups. But those are weird people. Leave them on their own, whatever, right? There's a bunch of girls and a bunch of people out there who just dare to, you know, do the same thing you're doing, you know, except they don't, you know, maybe they don't know what to do and they're confused. So, dude, go out there and also observe. You're going to see everybody's insecure, everybody's lost, confused, and then just a bunch of people doing nonsense, right? So go out there with a purpose, you know, be on your path, man. Practice your social skills, bro. Have fun on your own, man, and you're gonna crush, man. So that's pretty much all I gotta say, bro. Like, keep that in mind, guys. Go out there, execute, and bro, have fun with it, all right? And structure your life.